Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yo, dude, what up? I bet you look in the mirror every day and ask yourself, self, why aren't I subscribed to a Patreon that discusses pop culture featuring prehistoric animals? Well, guess what? You can be at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for both my shows, The Ritwit and Paleobites. For the Paleobites bonus content, just like you always wanted, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals. All your dreams have come true. This month, we're talking about Dinotopia, The World Beneath, the second big extravagant picture book in the Dinotopia franchise. Oh, it's great stuff. So beautiful. Such beautiful artwork. It is my personal favorite out of all of them. Got some great stuff, and it's so cool. A lot of cool stuff. It's really great. Link is in the description for you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support, and have a lovely day.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast as horny as Protoceratops. That is to say, not horny at all. Protoceratops didn't have horns. My name is Matthew Dahl, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by the overlord of dinosaurs, but the non-overlord of showing up to D&D sessions. It's Lawrence Mack. How are you?
I'm good. I think that full intro with the overlord of dinosaurs and non-overlord of showing up to D&D, I think just shows that we are really as horny as Protoceratops. I think it really fits.
Yeah. God, the virgin energy on this show.
Well, you're
married, though, so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I won't delve in any questions there.
Right?
You're saving yourself until marriage. You are married! Well, I'm saving myself until the baby arrives.
Second marriage? I'm saving myself until the baby arrives.
It's like, let me tell you, you know how babies are made, right?
Right, exactly. I saw some article about some couple who were like, they're married. They've been married for like 15 years and they've still never done anything. Besides, like, kissing.
If they're asexual but not aromantic, it's okay. Otherwise, stop it, you Puritans. Go wild.
I mean, it was, like, religious reasons.
Oh, ew.
But you're married. Really?
God wants you to bone.
Exactly. Like, I mean, once you're married, you got to repopulate the earth.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe not so much anymore thanks to climate change, but
yeah, exactly. I mean, you gotta keep multiplying and having more babies so God can destroy them in the next flood or something.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you could, that's a great question, since we're on the subject and since this is a kid-friendly show, if you could have babies with a dinosaur. Which dinosaur and why?
I could say so many bad things.
Okay, well, if you want to keep it PG, you would just you're a couple with a dinosaur and you adopt, or you go all out. I don't know.
Oh no, I was thinking, you know, maybe like say like a T-Rex or Giganotosaurus or something. That way I wouldn't have
Giganotosaurus,
you know,
more like Gigaloosaurus. I've lost all the kids. Actually, no, the kids will find this hilarious. I've lost all the parents
exactly.
of the kids.
Yeah, the parents are shutting us off. kids, put in your earphones for this section. That way your parents don't overhear and make you turn it off.
It's kind of funny. When I was a kid and I was coming up with some fancy creatures, like, of course, you have Megalodon. And I was like, oh, well, you know what would be even bigger? Let's have a bigger Megalodon. Let's call it Gigalodon. And then later on, I looked back like, no.
No. Just no.
No.
I was gonna say you could do like a troodon or a raptor, kind of like
smart kid, have some
factor.
Smart kids, yeah,
exactly. Or you know, it could be like me and just do a pachycephalosaurus. You know,
I mean, you've already got the dome head, the
exactly
bad attitude, the
yeah, break down doors with your head.
Yeah, you got too much hair though. They have cue ball heads.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay.
Oh man, if you're into that sort of thing, I don't know.
I mean, you know. Just
like the Jean-Luc Picard, you know?
Bald head.
Yeah, it's the Jean-Luc Picard, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That would be like that would be the Packy's name. We'd just name him Jean-Luc or her Jean-Luc, and, you know.
And then, yeah, you would
moan something about Star Trek.
And you would look into his eyes while you were making the babies and then say, like, say it. And the Packy's episode would be like, make it so. And then you'd be like, ah!
Oh, I'm making it so. I'm engaging. Warp factor 10. Initiate docking procedures.
Oh, God!
Just got to make sure we beam everything out for pregnancy protection.
What? I have only myself to blame.
Yeah.
This is all my fault.
There.
I think it'd be disingenuous for me to not answer the question.
Right.
I don't know.
It's a tough one.
I'm going to. There's a Japanese dinosaur called Fukui Raptor. It's spelled out. It's spelled Gear Raptor. So.
Oh my God. Imagine writing that down and being like, I want you to pronounce this dinosaur name.
Yeah, it's Fukui Raptor. Fukui Raptor.
Fukui Raptor.
Fukui Raptor. It's in the name!
Yeah, see? Exactly. It's perfect. I dig it.
Okay. Anyways, we're talking about long is squama, aka long scales.
Is that the reason why you chose this? We're talking about
no. I just speaking of long scales, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. This is a little lizard esque sort of thing. Stuff. It's not a lizard. All right. Type. What is it though? It is currently classified as a sort of archosauromorph, the group of diapsids more closely related to archosaurs, which are dinosaurs, pterosaurs, and crocodiles, than other reptiles.
Interesting. Okay.
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 Yeah.
Yeah. I mean. Okay.
Size 5 to 7 inches, 13 to 18 centimeters. You know what else is five? No, I'm just kidding.
I was gonna say nowadays that's like a mediumosaurus.
Oh, okay. Oh gosh.
with the extends, that's.
Anyways, 3 to 5 ounces or 85 to 140 grams. You know what else is? No. diet carnivore, specifically an insectivore. You know what else? No.
I don't want to know how the, you know what else is an insectivore.
Well, no, I was, yeah.
Cockroaches? Is that what that
yeah,
is?
Yeah.
It's like earwigs?
Look, the heart wants what it wants, all right?
I mean, no judgment, no judgment.
Time, mid to late Triassic, 235 to 229 million years ago. So early Triassic, well, mid to late Triassic, actually, but before the dinosaurs Triassic.
Right,
so,
yeah. It seems kind of small for, you said the name, I was picturing something longer.
Longer,
bigger.
Yeah. it's always about the size with you, isn't it?
Exactly. I don't care how you use it, it's just gotta, you know, stretch.
Location, Kyrgyzstan.
Kyrgyzstan. Okay.
You know, that part of the Middle East that...
It's only been found in Kyrgyzstan?
Yeah, that's all they've got.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Surprised that... Yeah, it's just, like, so isolated.
Yeah. I don't know. Look, all right. Describe 1970. Pop culture appearances. Dizzy's Dinosaur had one at the beginning where it was chased by a young Parasaurolophus. Remember that? Where it was, like, flapping and,
the
like...
A little flapping. Yep.
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 Nowhere near Parasaurolophus in terms of time, but whatever. Looked cool. Yeah.
Poetic license.
Also, a favorite book of mine, How to Keep Dinosaurs, featured them as a possible creature you could farm for their scales to make fancy clothes.
How long?
Also,
how
like,
many would you have to make clothes for a person if these are
only five to eight inches long? More like a good hat. Like a feathery 1920s hat.
Yeah. Or maybe a nice scarf.
Ooh, yes. Also, talk about like you could have them do tricks where like these long scales could raise and lower.
Oh,
and just do it all in sequence. Have a bunch of them do it all simultaneously.
I think you said before, I'm not sure if you said it on here, but the flapping, not sure if they could really fly or just like flap.
That's just a theory.
Maybe we could like train them to be like doves at weddings.
Ooh.
Because then they obviously couldn't get too far away, so you just scoop them back up.
That's true, because they can't really fly. They can just kind of like...
Yeah, just flap just a few flap times. Yeah. Yeah, maybe a couple fall on the groom's head or something.
Yeah.
And create for a nice video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Exactly.
Why aren't they doing that? All right, it's extinct.
Darn. Okay. Details.
Yeah. I don't care. Make it happen.
Exactly.
The wedding planner is like...
Come on, InGen. Get to it.
Yeah. Bridezilla won't be satisfied until a bunch of long esquamas. Like...
Exactly.
All right. Not enough people talk about this, but the Triassic period was freaking weird. The early and mid Triassic are full of crazy, crazy creatures like armored crocodilians with spiked shoulders, synapsids the size of Asian elephants, toothless marine reptiles the size of whales. Remember Shastasaurus? We did an episode on that. Last episode we did together.
Yep.
Creatures that flew with their back legs rather than their front, like every other flying creature.
Oh, yeah.
And giant bipedal crocodile relatives that were basically Triassic T-Rex. And this isn't even the dinosaurs. Like,
is this like evolution trying to like figure out?
Well, that's what happens after.
Way?
That's what happens after a giant mass extinction. Evolution experiments with a bunch of weird ass designs to see what sticks to fill the vacant niches. So
yeah.
So
and then everybody goes extinct, and Jurassic shows up, and boom, you got dinosaurs instead.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Also, I go all about over the place in terms of how to pronounce niches on the show. Is it niches? Is it niches? Is it niches? Is it niches? It's not niches.
It's not niches. Nobody says niches. Personally, I always say niches.
Niches?
Niche. Yeah. I think it's one of those that can just be pronounced anyway.
Just feel like no matter which way I'm pronouncing it, I'm pissing someone off.
Yeah. The other day, my wife and I were reading a book. We're in the middle of reading the Mistborn trilogy from Brandon Sanderson.
Yeah.
And at some point they talk about despots and the word despot comes up and
you're like
despot
despots the place
and the way it's like spelled with other like words in the English language you kind of expect it to be despot or despo or
despo
something.
Oh yeah. Like depot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like depot. Yeah, because that's T is like silent because there's other words like that. But I had to link it up, and she hated me for it. I looked it up, and the official, like, correct pronunciation listed is supposed to be despot.
Mm-hmm.
She was so mad at me for like a week.
She was like, I liked despo or despo.
Yeah.
I want to go to Holm Depot after this.
Exactly. Yeah. That, I think she might have even made some similar comment too. We're going to go to Holm Depot.
Office Depot.
Yeah. Exactly.
Man. The permanent extinction beforehand was not only a big mass extinction, but only the biggest. So evolution experimented with a lot of weird creatures. And one of the creatures is this guy, Longus Squamaw. This thing looked like a little lizard or proto-dinosaur, but had these giant long scales. Yes, like the name. Good job getting a connection. Here's your cookie. coming out of its back. Scientists disagree about the alignment of these scales. Some have theorized they come in pairs and could be held outwards like wings, allowing them to glide or even have limited flight capabilities.
Interesting.
This isn't as widely agreed upon anymore, probably because it's too cool and scientists don't like cool things.
Exactly. It's got to be lame and
it's like,
basic.
Why couldn't it have venomous spines on its wings that could slash at, like Doc Ock's tentacles.
Exactly. How come it didn't have, like, you know, eight eyes popping out of its,
yeah,
its head?
Yeah. Why couldn't
something?
It breathe fire like a little dragon?
Right? Yeah. How do they know? Who gave them the authority to say that that's not right?
Like, why couldn't it, scientists? I swear this is all part of the liberal woke agenda.
Yeah. Darn liberals. Making long trauma a shawarma snack.
And speaking of delusional, some scientists actually think that Longus Squamaw might have been the true origin of birds. Because all the evidence of them pointing to them evolving from dinosaurs is too mainstream.
Of course, that can't be. It's too popular, it's too widely accepted.
Yeah.
That can't be right anymore. We gotta change it.
Yeah, exactly. That's just how some scientists are, despite evidence pretty much exclusively pointing one direction. Some of them just have to be all contrarian and be like, oh, actually, this is how it was. Birds evolved from Longus Squamaw.
And you know what else evolved from Longus Squamaw? Long shawarma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so I've talked about this on the show before. I cannot believe I know this. Long pork is another name for human meat. So if you're ever in the black market and someone says, would you like some specialty long pork? Run the hell away!
I'm going to run the hell away now. Why do you know this?
I think I read it on TV Tropes or something.
Wow.
So by that logic, long shawarma is shawarma of human meat.
So since I said that on the episode, having some long shawarma, does that mean the FBI is going to come after me now?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Fred, I think
you might at the very least get those mumps on your tongue that I've heard that you get when you eat too much human meat. I don't know how I know that either.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like weird diseases and stuff or something.
Almost like it. You shouldn't do it.
What? It's natural selection, people. Like, I thought we were supposed to get to the same point as black widow spiders or
yeah, bring that back. Yeah.
Praying mantises.
Yeah, praying mantises.
Yeah,
yeah, like,
as soon as we mate, boom, you're in.
Yeah, the head's just displayed somewhere else. Like,
that created for a really high divorce rate, I guess.
100%.
Exactly. Unless you're that one couple who's so God-fearing that they won't even do anything after marriage.
What is wrong with you, right? Just do it.
Exactly. Just get on with it.
The sexual tension between you two must be huge. Relieve that tension.
I'm sure the wife will relieve it at some point in some sort of a long pulled pork sandwich.
Oh, God. Oh, God. So I heard a joke. Here's a joke. Thankfully, it's not related to long pork in any way.
Oh, goodness. We're changing the subject.
And it's not related to long Esquama either, though. Ooh. But it just made me think of it. So there was this nice elderly couple, very prolific. They had 12 kids, all of them brunettes except for one redhead. as the wife was on her deathbed, the husband went up to her because she summoned him. And then he was like, I think I know what this is about. The redhead's not mine, is he? And then she's like, oh, no, that one's yours.
That's awesome.
As for what Longus Squamaw actually was,
Oh, yeah, we were talking about a dinosaur?
Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, it's not even a dinosaur.
I mean, okay, actually, some say it's a primitive archosaur. Maybe even an early dinosaur. It would have been a truly early one, though, as no dinosaur was confirmed from 235 million years ago when this thing first evolved. That would be weird if that was the first dinosaur. Was this weird flying one with long scales.
Right, I was going to say, you could kind of combine that if, like, they really piss off the people who think the long esquama was, like, the ancestor to birds. You know, really piss people off and be like, well, it was also the ancestor of dinosaurs.
Well, if it was the ancestor of dinosaurs...
Then it would also be the
it
ancestor
It would be
of birds.
The ancestor of birds.
Exactly.
There'd just be a few extra steps, but...
Exactly. You know, it fits. It keeps the mainstream going. Boom.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Simplest answer is usually the right one, right?
Something right. Like well, that. Actually, some have said it's a lepidosauromorph, the group of reptiles more closely related to lizards than to archosaurs. Some have said it's an avicephalid, a group of arboreal reptiles in the Permian early Triassic that includes some other gliding ones, including that one, I think, that I was telling you, that you know, the one that flew with its back legs rather than its scansus cervix. I don't know how... Anyways. So, yet a 2002 re-examination of the fossil could not find the presence of Fenestra that could confirm it as a true archosaur, and instead tentatively placed it in the more basal archosauromorphs, the ones that aren't quite archosaurs but are closely related to them, closer than other reptiles. What a mess.
No kidding. Maybe it would help if they found more fossils than outside of
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan, yeah. Maybe I'll get some more answers that way. Obviously, it's not like you have much of a choice. You either find them or you don't, but...
Yeah. Yeah, go to Kazakhstan. I don't even know where Kazakhstan is. I know it's in the Middle East, but I don't want to... Yeah, like... Is it above... Is it near Afghanistan?
I have no idea.
It's. I'm going to sound super racist. Like, it's like it ends in Stan, therefore it's all the same place.
Right. All the Stans over there in one spot. This is so bad.
Abort joke! Abort joke!
Abort joke, abort. Where's my eject button here?
You know, Turkey is actually quite a beautiful place. I was actually looking it up. I assumed it was, again, like, as an ignorant American, I thought it was kind of like the Middle East, too. No, it's like rolling hills and like...
Oh, really?
Like forests and mountains.
I'm also in East America. I didn't know. I thought it was kind of like on the edge of the Middle East.
I mean, it is.
Sure,
I mean,
it really
Istanbul, you know, which is the capital.
Not Constantinople.
No, Istanbul, not Constantinople. I do think that every time.
I know.
It's right at the border between Europe and Asia. It's one of two countries that's in both Europe and Asia.
Ah, okay.
And
gotcha.
Istanbul is the only city that's in two continents. So.
Okay.
But anyways,
I was just pictured it was more desert like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Us ignorant Americans.
Right.
It's like if you look at.
As an ignorant American, I just want to go to Hungary so I can cure my hunger.
I want to go to Turkey so I can have Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They have Thanksgiving in Turkey?
No, absolutely not. Maybe they do. Some other type of Thanksgiving.
Right, yeah.
Anyways, ignorant Americans. Again, so you draw the maps, like, here's America. Here's Banana Republic down here.
Banana Republic.
Over down across the water, here is Kangaroo Land.
And then over there is Abercrombie and Fitch.
Up there is Coronavirus Land.
I thought it was the whole planet at this point.
Okay, that's true.
That's why all the aliens left. That's why the... Pentagon was okay releasing the UFO footage.
There is Soviet, no longer Soviet land.
Yeah.
Down there is the country of Africa.
Yeah.
This is the ignorant American talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's rate one long esquama one out of 65 million, shall we?
Well, since if you have some long esquama and make it some long shawarma, it ends up somehow becoming human meat instead of ancient, potentially dinosaur, potentially bird meat.
Funny how that works.
Yeah.
I could go for some chicken shawarma.
Right?
Which is actually, you know, could be an ancestor, a descendant
right,
of
exactly.
long esquama.
That's a, yeah, get some chicken shawarma. And you'd be like, hey, it's my long esquama.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
And then you toss it up in the air, a pigeon will catch it, and it'll have wings and fly away.
It all comes together. Like a Seinfeld episode.
Comes together.
Anyway, right, I'm going to rate it like, I don't know, 30 million. I mean, it's cool, but...
Yeah, it's all right. If they could prove maybe something about the flying, or if they could fit it in to where it might have been like a really early dinosaur and could have obviously potentially led to birds and whatnot, that would make it a lot higher.
Yeah.
So like in the future, if that information comes out for me, I might give it like 48 or something.
Yeah.
As it stands now with just what we don't know and
yeah.
our poor shawarma jokes aside, I give it like a 28.
Okay, sounds good. All right, well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at matchz@matthewnylandcreator.com. Tell us what in the world. This podcast has gone down to hell, man. It's like with all these jokes.
Right.
My children listen.
Is this supposed to be a dinosaur podcast or just a...
As one of the people that is saving myself until the day of I die from because of religion, I find this incredibly offensive. Like, well...
I mean, if you're that religious, you're probably not listening to a podcast about those heathen dinosaurs either.
It's true, those heathen dinosaurs. And evolution. Gay marriage.
Dinosaurs. All of it's evil.
The dinosaurs died because an asteroid made them gay, right? I think that was a quote from Parks and Rec. Was it Parks and Rec?
Oh, I think it is.
Yeah.
I think you're right. It was from Parks and Rec.
Or was it one of those shows?
I've seen all Parks and Rec. It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
It
might have been Kimmy Schmidt. The Titus Andromeda said it, yeah.
Maybe.
Because he grew up in the southern area, and like he was talking about, like, my school told me that dinosaurs went extinct because an asteroid made them gay.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably true. I mean... Hmm. Asteroid came down, they're like, hey.
That's all it takes.
That's it.
All right, Apple Books, seriously, Amazon, Megazone, available for Nicole, have another podcast, The Right Way. Rate us 5 stars and 5 stars, if you're interested in writing. That's it for this week. I don't care anymore.
We're done.
This show is dead. It's dead as the dinosaurs it talks about. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. It's, I think this was dead about half an hour ago.
All right, well, that's it for this week. It was at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites.
I mean, scales fat. We were like,
hey, you want some long pork?
Ooh, how much?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.